Hi, this is AJ. Welcome to the mini story for Be a Champion. Let's begin. Inka wanted to help homeless people. She was a champion for poor people. Did she help poor people? Did she fight for poor people? Did she defend poor people? Yes, that's right. She was a champion for poor people. What was she? She was a champion. She was a champion for who? For poor people. Inka was a champion for poor people. Who did she help? Poor people. She helped poor people. She fought for and helped poor people. Who was a champion for poor people? Inka. Inka was a champion for poor people. Was she a champion for the rich and powerful? No. She was not a champion for the rich and powerful. She was a champion for poor people. Who was she a champion for? Poor people. She was a champion for poor people. What was she? A champion. A champion for poor people. For homeless people. In fact, she wanted to build houses for all the homeless people in San Francisco. What did she want to do? She wanted to build houses for all the homeless people in San Francisco. Which homeless people did she want to help? The homeless people in San Francisco. The homeless people in San Francisco. That's who she wanted to help. What did she want to do for them? She wanted to build houses for them, right? She was a champion for homeless people. She was a champion for poor people. And she wanted to build houses for all the homeless people in San Francisco. Where? Where did she want to build houses for homeless people? In San Francisco. She wanted to build houses for homeless people in San Francisco. Who was a champion for the poor? Who wanted to build houses for homeless people? Inka. Inka was a champion for the poor. Inka wanted to build houses for all the homeless people. Where? In San Francisco. So she talked to rich people. She talked to middle class people. She talked to them about her idea. What was her idea? Her idea was to build small, cheap houses for every homeless person in San Francisco. What kind of houses did she want to build? Small, cheap houses. She wanted to build small, cheap houses. For who? Or for whom? For homeless people. She wanted to build small, cheap houses for homeless people. All the homeless people in San Francisco. She talked to rich people about this idea. She wanted money from them. She talked to middle class people. She wanted them to help. What did most people think about her idea? They thought she was crazy. Most people thought that Inka was crazy. In fact, most people said The status quo is fine. Homeless people deserve to be poor. They deserve to be homeless. Oh, what did most people say? Most people said, the status quo is fine. What was fine? The status quo. The current situation. The normal, traditional situation was fine. They said, the status quo is fine. Were most people happy with the status quo? Yes, most people, most rich people, most middle-class people were happy with the status quo. They were happy with the current situation. They were happy with the normal, traditional situation. Who was happy with the status quo? Rich people and middle-class people were happy with the status quo. They were happy with the existing situation. Were homeless people happy with the status quo? No, of course not. They weren't happy with the status quo. They didn't like the situation. They didn't like to be poor. They didn't like to be hungry. But most people were happy with the status quo. So, did they like Inca's idea? No, they didn't. They didn't like her idea. They thought she was crazy, and they said, the status quo is fine. Homeless people deserve to be homeless. Homeless people deserve to be poor and hungry. Well, Inca dared to be different. Was she courageous? Was she brave? Was she strong? Yes, she dared to be different. What did she dare to do? To be different. She dared to be different. Who dared to be different? Inca dared to be different. Did she dare to be different, or was she safe and normal? She wasn't safe and normal. She dared to be different. And she started to build houses using plastic bottles. She built small, cheap houses out of plastic bottles. What did she build houses out of? Out of plastic bottles. She built houses out of plastic bottles. Did she build big houses out of plastic bottles, or did she build small houses out of plastic bottles? Well, they were small. She built small houses out of plastic bottles. What were the houses made of? They were made of plastic bottles. She built them out of plastic bottles. What kind of bottles did she use to build the houses? Plastic bottles. She used plastic bottles to build the houses. Were they expensive houses? No. Very cheap. They were very cheap, small houses built from plastic bottles, built out of plastic bottles. Who built small, cheap houses out of plastic bottles? Inca. Inca built small, cheap houses out of plastic bottles. She dared to be different. And in fact, this was a great innovation. Was this a small improvement and change? No, it wasn't small. It was a big, sudden improvement. It was a big change, a big improvement. It was an innovation. It was a great innovation, a great idea. What kind of change was this? It was an innovation, a big change, a sudden change, a great improvement. It was an innovation. What was an innovation? Well, building houses out of plastic bottles. Building houses out of plastic bottles was a great innovation. Why was it a great innovation? Because it was very cheap and easy to do. It was cheap and easy to build houses out of plastic bottles. It was a great change, a great innovation. Whose innovation was it? It was Inca's innovation. It was her great idea, her great improvement. It was Inca's innovation. What was Inca's innovation? Well, her innovation was to build small, cheap houses out of plastic bottles. So she had this great innovation. She was building more and more houses out of plastic bottles. And soon, every rich person in San Francisco embraced her idea. Did they finally accept her idea? Yes, they did. They finally embraced her idea. They accepted it. They were happy about it. Who embraced Inca's idea, Inca's innovation? The rich people. The rich people where? The rich people in San Francisco. The rich people in San Francisco embraced Inca's innovation, her idea, her great idea. Did they accept it a little bit? No, not a little bit. They embraced it. They loved the idea. They accepted it and they loved it. They embraced her idea. Which idea did they embrace? They embraced her idea of building small, cheap houses out of plastic bottles. They embraced her great innovation. They accepted it and they loved it. Was her innovation eventually embraced? Yes, it was. Her innovation was eventually embraced by all the rich people in San Francisco. So they gave her lots of money to build more and more and more plastic bottle houses. And then after 2 years, all the poor homeless people in San Francisco had a house. There were no more homeless people in the city. The homeless people were happy. And the rich people were happy. And Inca was very, very happy. And that is the end of our mini story for Be a Champion. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.